It is Thursday, February the 12th. It is the Soccer Central podcast. I'm James Sharman, joined as always on Thursdays by Brendan Dunlop and Thomas Dobby.
Hey. Very impressive. Your rolling of the R's.
I roll with the best.
Your Spanish must be impeccable.
As you rightly observe it is.
Sure.
Are your...
It's good.
Yeah.
He's
got more of the South American vibe. He says Joe instead of Yo.
Speaking of, are you? How's your Copa America planning coming along?
It's going
good.
You
got tickets?
I do have tickets to four matches.
You're going?
Did we not have this conversation previously?
No, it's new to me.
What?
Yeah, no.
Traveler over here. I got to make Dunlop money. This is incredible.
It's not him. It's his missus. She's the breadwinner.
Yeah,
it's got it's just about eating pork bone soup and KD all the time, buddy. That's what it is.
Oh, don't even tell me. I'm on a meal plan right now with a girlfriend.
Are you serious?
Are you?
Kale crunch salads.
I mean, it's not too overly like. It's not like it's hard diet or anything, but it's just kind of like, you know, she makes me my meals for like work. It's very nice, but like plan them out. And it's like, you know, do one grocery shop together. It's all new for me, right? This has been a month.
But if she's
only
doing the meals, then that's quite good.
It's amazing.
Right.
Oh, no beer in the house. What does that say about me that?
No, I can drink whatever I want.
I'm actually more interested in Dobby's meal planning than in Dunlop's trip to Copa.
Sorry. I totally stole your thunder. Sorry.
No, really. But let me. So, are you following a diet per se?
Colombia, Brazil. Yeah,
eating a bit better. Eating a bit better, but just, you know, like she'll make me the meal so that I don't, you know, eat crap or go out and buy something or whatever. And it's like not keeping as many, you know, snacks in the house. And
how's the midweek drinking?
You know what?
You work midweek.
I work. I'm pretty good. Like if I have beer in the house, I'll come home at 3:30 in the morning and drink one. But I usually don't keep it in the house.
Well, you're both doing very well because usually when you move in with a girl for the first time, you put a few pounds on, right? But you're both looking pretty trim.
Yeah, we're both better off human beings considerably.
Yeah. Back to Copa America. What are your plans?
Colombia and Brazil are playing.
Breakfast too, and lunch or just dinner?
No, it's mainly just dinner. And I kind of do like. I mean, I wake up so late that.
We're talking about new things that we've.
This is ridiculous.
We're talking about new things that we've never experienced.
Chile,
before.
Back to Chile.
Yeah. The wife made me some chili tonight.
I've had your wife's chili before. It's really good. Yeah.
We're talking about new
it
things.
Can be spicy, Rafa.
Jesus, it's good though.
You're just trying not to talk about soccer.
That's
just,
it. I was going to say new things we've never experienced before, but this feels much like the old days where I can't get a damn word in with you assholes.
All right, this time, Copa America. You're going there. It's 2015.
2015. It's this summer, and then they are doing the big centenario. Yeah, it was amazing. I loved it. Minus the quality.
Yeah, it was awesome. You hosted it?
I did.
KJ doing the games?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah. You're the reason I'm not teaching English in some foreign country.
I thought it was insurance selling.
Either or. I've changed stories at some point.
So do you know what teams you got yet or what?
Yes, I've got Colombia, Brazil. I bought that individually. That's in Santiago. A lot more than you'd think.
I didn't
get the cheapest seats, but $380 for the pair.
Really? That's what they're going for, huh?
$380 for the pair.
And you got four pairs?
So? I got the pair just for that game specifically. Okay. I bought game individually. Okay. But then I got the Peru pack, which gives me Peru. And I got this so that I can...
The Peru pack?
Yeah, the Peru.
Sounds filthy.
The Lee Ellis.
The Peru pack gets you Peru and Brazil.
David Seaman.
Gets you Peru and Colombia in the southern town of Temuco, which looks beautiful.
Temuco.
And Brazil and Venezuela. And then, Peru and Venezuela. And then I'm going to try to get Jamaica, Argentina tickets in the town next to where one of these other things is happening.
Jamaica, Argentina?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Jamaica.
Copa America. Well, you know how it works with there's only 10 members in the CONMEBOL, so they always offer two invites. Yeah. And Japan rejected the first invite. And then it was, I think, Costa Rica that rejected the second. And there was someone weird that might have been offered as well.
Wales.
No, like Poland or someone. It was.
Was it?
Yeah, it was really weird. Wales.
And then the centennial is next year, though, right?
Yeah, that's the big baby. So my fear is that come closer to the tournament, like James and the big boys aren't going to want to go.
Yeah, a lot of pulling out in Chile.
Right,
this summer.
David
Seaman, of course.
But the intention from most of the teams, and Argentina included, is that they're giving it a go.
This those boys, they don't pull out tournaments. They love playing for their country. It's a real honor unlike a lot of countries. So
sure.
I can't see too many players.
Brazil's got a lot to show this summer.
Yeah, they do.
Colombia, Brazil, man, that's a beauty.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Oh,
good for you, man.
Outstanding. You bringing their wife with you?
That is the plan, barring
if she's to be away.
Yeah, exactly. That's
so
it.
Essentially, if you are together by Copa America, she will be visiting.
I want to go,
Peru,
man.
With,
I'm not going away this winter.
The girl.
That's correct.
Right. There's still tickets available. I want to go. Amazing, I'm thinking about it.
It's
just as we speak.
It's amazing. I haven't booked the flights in that yet, but I've booked a couple accommodations because some of the cities aren't big tourist spots and literally have 15 hotels. Mm-hmm. And so when I looked, the three hotels that were available in the city of Temuco, you would never take a female there, nor feel comfortable going with yourself if you were in a gang. So you've got to find alternative options. I would get on it now, Dobby.
It's a lovely generalization of what is, I'm sure, a lovely town.
It looks beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But Chileans are handsome people.
They are, yeah.
Apart from Ivan Zamorano. He wasn't handsome. He was hideous. But what a player he was.
It's going to be winter, though. This is the first summer vacation I've ever planned in the winter.
What's winter like in
reverse?
In Chile?
Chilly.
It's chilly.
Yeah, it gets about 10 degrees is the warmest it might get and hovers around freezing.
So. It's real really?
It's real football weather, eh? It'd be weird.
Damn.
Yeah. Right. Well, good for you.
Thanks, buddy.
That'd be a great trip.
I'm looking forward to it.
And if by some strange reason she does dump you before then, I'm sure there'll be a number of people you know happy to take that ticket.
Kale Crunch Salads over here is going to put a bet in. And,
now that you just said it, it's not going to be warm. That kind of changes. It'd be a lot better. Yeah. I want to go somewhere warm.
Seriously, it's stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid idea, really. What are you thinking? All right. Paul Lambert fired.
Oh, did that happen?
It happened. Yeah. Finally, it happened. Okay. Aston Villa, remember that great start to this season? About 3 or 4 weeks in, we're saying, man, finally,
he's
got this team playing
well. Matches.
Those veteran signings were working out really well.
Yeah.
Kieran Richardson had a great start to the season.
As did Philip Senderos.
Wow, Paul Abbott's got it figured out. Mm-hmm. Boom. Haven't scored a goal since.
Talk about a guy's stock dropping, though. And I remember saying this, not to pat myself on the back, but whatever it was now, was it 2.5 years ago? And I said to you when Lambert and Rodgers both left, and I was like, both of them, because they were both those sexy managers that came up with a team and, you know, kept them up in a great season. They both left right away. Right away after that first good year, Lambert left Norwich for Villa and Rodgers left Swansea for Liverpool. And I remember thinking, it's too early for both of them. I don't like the move. And it looked like a while like it was going to work out for both of them. For Rodgers, I think that he still is in a very good position, and it has. But for Lambert, you now look, and it's like, would his career not have been better off if he'd stayed at Norwich for
Absolutely.
At least another season and kind of, you know, had a bit more time? Because he's gone into this, and okay, maybe it was his dream job, but now where is he?
It's
now
he's not going to be wanted Villa, for a while. When you're leaving a team like Norwich, very hard.
Sure it is. Sure it is. And you can't really blame him, but you just think in the long run.
I mean, the model, when he took the job, he was told. He was told by Randy Lerner, this will be the hardest challenge of your career.
The first thing you had to do was get the books in balance. He had to sell
the O'Neill era
and
overspent.
He had to sell all kinds of players and not bring in high price things. He was put in a tough situation, a very tough situation.
Right. But that's why he was hired, because Randy looked at him and thought, okay, here's a guy that you did a lot with very little. So do this now at my club. Get your lower league gems. Yeah. And fill them out into a squad that just stays up, because that's what we need. And that's what they've been doing up until right now, where it looks like they're probably not going to stay up.
And foster youth, right? That was the initial young, right? And it worked, seemed to work the first year, but then he kind of got just off the track and maybe pressure from above. But he signed these players who just really aren't befitting Aston Villa.
Yeah.
You look at that team, though, still. There's some really good pieces. Like I said, I know I said it last week, but they remind me so much of the Toronto Maple Leafs in that they got some good pieces, some good players. Fabian Delph, Christian Benteke, Ron Vlaar, you know, they're good players.
Even Vyman and Bonlahor. It's stunning they score so little, because both those players have had stretches where you thought, these guys are high-quality players. I mean, Bonlahor was in, you know, the England mix for a little bit, and Vyman even has gone on stretches where it's like, okay, this is a good attacking team, and then you look at the goal, and they're not there, and that effort against Hull midweek, I mean, the writing was on the wall. That was pathetic. Richard,
that was shambolic.
Like, I mean, that was pathetic from that team. But it's interesting to me that you say, like, now it looks like they're probably going down. Like, I still think that they're going to stay
well,
up.
Well, I still think, I do as
you
well,
don't
but I'm naive.
Down.
I think that they're good enough to stay up, but this is the most nervous I've been in the last three seasons.
Oh, they're in trouble.
And they've been close, but they've been close before. Later in the season, we've sat around these mics and spoke later in the season, and I have not been as nervous as I feel now.
Yeah.
I just don't see where the goals are going to come from, because the players that you just highlighted that have in the past gone on big stretches, don't look up for it. And, you know, there are, sometimes there are performances when teams go out there to get their manager fired. They were shambolic on Monday or the other day against Hall. And I don't think that that was their intention.
Yeah.
I honestly don't think that they're just that bad. So what are you going to, like, who comes in and solves this situation?
Well, I mean, Peter Horacek is unavailable right now.
Tim Sherwood, the new Alan Kirvers.
But like, Sherwood's a big favorite, right? Is he the solution, B?
I don't know. Is Michael Laudrup really getting paid that much money at Leiwiki out there in Qatar or whatever the team... what is that? Is that not Leiwiki? Read the bottom. Michael Laudrup. Everyone's talking about how Michael Laudrup should come in and save QPR or save Villa, whatever. No one knows that he's working.
Lech Villa?
Leiwiki.
Leiwiki? Sure, we go Leiwiki. Yeah, why not?
He's coaching Leiwiki in Qatar. Unavailable.
Jurgen Klinsmann's name's been thrown in the mix as well.
Really?
I don't believe for a second. I mean, why would he leave the US soft job?
Yeah.
But you know what, though? I bet you he'd consider it.
You think so?
As much as we think that that's
crazy, why
would
he do that? That boy loves his life in California.
Yeah, but he also loves attention and power. And if, someone picks up the phone and calls him, he's got a bit of an ego that inflates. And secondly, I think he's proven in the past that he's more willing than others to bite off more than he can chew, or maybe not recognize how much he's bitten off. So in his mind, let's say that he just went in there, got a nice paycheck, kept them up. All of a sudden, now his stock's even better than it was before.
On the market, it's going to be sold at some point. It's so unstable, and there's no money. Klinsmann likes money. He wants the big-name players, right?
I think
it's a tough situation. He doesn't need that job.
Yeah, Sherwood's got to take a job there.
If the rumor is to be true, Randy's not picking up the phone and calling Jurgen without money being there.
But there's been no evidence of money being there. I mean, if there was, surely this January they would have spent.
But that to me shows like initiative or an intention from Randy Lerner to keep the club up. In reaching out to Jurgen, should that be the case?
He knows that's got to happen. If it costs a little bit of money, it's worth the whatever £40 million is going to, you know, save you by staying in the Premier League.
Why he fired Lambert 6 months after giving him a 3-year extension.
Sure, and you never know how long it's going to take to get up. I mean, you look like at a club like Wigan who went down and now are, I think, 8 points, maybe 10 points adrift in the championship are going to go down to League One. And you look at Sheffield United and it happens, right? And it snowballs. And, you know, for Villa, a club, one of the seven that have never been outside of the Premier League, it would be an unmitigated disaster. But I don't see the logic or the reasoning for a guy like Klinsmann to leave that job and go at Villa, because what's the end game? If you don't keep them up, it's a disaster and you're gone, and then you're starting from scratch again.
Yeah.
Right? And if you do keep them up, it's like, okay, well, that was expected. They were too good to go down. Good for you. And now you're starting with a club over from scratch next season that, okay, you're not going to have any money and you're going to scrap and claw to finish 15th. I don't know what the reason would be.
Klinsmann wouldn't leave the US job. That's what I'm saying. He'd do both to the end of the season.
Oof. That is dangerous.
Which would be suicide for a team that is desperately gagging for points right now.
But sounds like something that would make him feel really good about himself.
You sign Klinsmann, you sign his team as well. You don't just bring in Jurgen Klinsmann, and it doesn't come cheap. And Lerner's shown no evidence of wanting to spend
money. Dempsey's coming to...
And Bradley would be gone.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Back to Villa, where he was so unsuccessful in his...
Sherwood seems to be the name out there, which makes the most sense. He needs the job. And Villa is still a big job, right?
It is a
and
big
we,
job.
We shouldn't forget that. I know they're right now in this, you know, this instability, and who knows where the future lies, but they're a big club. And you're right, for them to go down would be enormous. I know some tweets, some guys saying it's what this team needs to go down for a year.
No.
It isn't.
There's been a lot
you have
of
to avoid that. It costs so much money to be relegated.
Especially now.
You get parachute payment, sure, but that's not the same as... And with a new TV deal kicking in as well, my God.
And the exodus
you
from
be
that
in
team, I mean, 90% of those guys are going to, you know, think and are still Premier League players and they're not going to stay. I mean, this club, it would be a complete rebuild.
The idea is very misleading that, well, the only way to correctly rebuild is to do it that way by being relegated and coming back up.
No.
But that's because you can look at other equally big teams in Newcastle and West Ham having done it in 1 year. Mm-hmm. But they, West Ham in particular, did it by the skin of their teeth and were quite lucky to have kept as many guys as they did.
And that's the thing, you retain, if you can retain your players, you should
There's
be okay.
There's way
right?
more examples Newcastle of teams that haven't come back for 10 years and have bounced right back. I mean, the bounce back, the yo-yo teams, that's few and far between now. Think about the teams over the last few years, the big clubs that have gone down and haven't come back. I mean, Fulham last year had a terrible start this year. Now they're mid-table. Cardiff are not anywhere close to promotion this year. Norwich is outside. Three teams went down last year aren't on the, you know.
Bolton, Wolves, teams that you would expect
Wigan,
to
Reading.
Be able to kick it back up.
And you have a lot of players in that team, I'm sure, who have relegation clauses in the contract. They'll be out as well. You'll be losing these good players regardless. And, you know, how do you replace them? Well, you don't replace them. And that's why it's so hard. Randy Nareem was asking us that question. Is relegation something they need given the state of the club?
You're going to miss all the questions you said on Twitter.
It's just, I don't. Most of them are funny.
I love your tweets on Thursday afternoons. They're very funny. Yeah.
Hi, idiots. Would you like us to speak about anything today?
From an idiot to other idiots out there.
We're all idiots.
Yes. Anyway, we'll see. But Sherwood's the big favorite right now. I guess it makes sense. I think he got a raw deal at Spurs. Didn't do a bad job. Give him a chance. But he's still very much unproven in the long haul. LVG, Louis van Gaal, is clearly proven in the long haul at various clubs, or is he? He often gets fired from those big clubs, and he was at it this week, midweek action, which is wonderful, of course. And
that was great.
Prior to their match against Burnley, coming off that game against West Ham, where big Sam Allardyce, who's becoming my hero very slowly, criticised the long ball tactics of LVG, and he responds by going all analytical on our asses, putting out these sheets, these infographs, explaining why they're not actually a long ball team. And West Ham was more. Why is he doing this? With all respect to West Ham, and Paul Scholes said this, and he nailed it. With all respect to West Ham and Sam Allardyce, why are you wasting your time challenging them? You know, you challenge Jose Mourinho or Manuel Pellegrini or Arsene Wenger. West Ham isn't a threat. They're playing great this year, I know, but they're not a threat. Why are you getting all rankled? Why are your panties in a knot over that? It is embarrassing. And the more this guy opens his mouth, the more I want to say, shut up and just coach. He's a joke, isn't he?
Yeah, it's a little ridiculous. I mean,
he's emotional. He's passionate.
But why are you getting your back up? I mean, it's the kind of thing where you hate to always compare, but it's going to happen with anybody that's in that job. It's like, can you see Sir Alex Ferguson doing that? No, right? He would have come up with a snarky comment, turned it around and whatever, but Allardyce wouldn't have pulled that on him either.
That's a very good point.
Right? I mean, everyone was kind of scared of him, and, you know, for all that Fergie did, he was the man, right? He was the big dog, and no matter what, even Mourinho and stuff, Fergie still had a way to kind of, you know, make Manchester United that big dog that you didn't F with, for lack of a better term. You know what I mean?
Now they're becoming a caricature because of what he's saying, and I still think he's a great manager, and I think he'll get them turned around. But the bottom line is, you watch them play, they are sending long balls across the field and up front. I don't know what they are.
Yeah, they're somehow in third place. I mean,
it's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
That game against Burnley this week, they were shocking at times. Yeah. And they won 3-1. They found a way. De Gea was a hero.
There are a lot of, you know, square pegs in round holes right now, just guys trying to figure out where it's going to fit in. But if they can somehow finish third with that and kind of figure it out, I mean, they've got a lot of work to do, even though they've spent a bajillion dollars this, you know, last 6 months going back to the summer.
Sure.
There's still a lot they have to do, and they've got a lot of players that they have to sell and try to recoup. I mean, we talked last week about how Chelsea's good at recouping the money on players and keeping themselves financially, you know, obviously they're stable with the money they have, but, you know, making money and getting good returns on the players, where Man United, it's like, oh, Anderson's gone. Okay, like nothing for them and stuff. Mm-hmm. Guys that they're paying big money for and leaving for squat. That's clearly not good business in the long run.
They've been an interesting team to watch the last few weeks. And I'd written it a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, that
on your blog?
Brendan Dunlop.
Which is?
WordPress. On WordPress, yeah. Brendan Dunlop or Brendan Dunlop WordPress.
Just spend $100 and get the domain name.
Get the GoDaddy. You know what it is? I just wasn't smart enough to integrate the two. But you're right, I should do that.
Yeah, lose the WordPress part, right? Just BrendanDunlop.com.
I appreciate the continued advice into my 30s. It's great. but thank
you're
you for
not
the,
30 yet.
Thank you for the,
your 30.
The podcast, the blog plug. But that United are the most un-third place team or un-top four team that I've seen in years, because they still squeak out these results. But I mean, God, Burnley with a bit more luck would have given them a go and taken points. Like,
sure they would.
It's unbelievable.
And when I see you, and it was the first half when Blin went off. First half, right?
I think it was. I was watching.
It was early, but Wayne Rooney
time.
Is playing as defensive midfielder.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Falcao's doing shit all up front. Now, you know, we've been quite hard on Wayne Rooney over the years, but listen, he's a very good player and he's a very good striker. Why is Falcao getting the opportunity ahead of Wayne Rooney right now?
Because you're you paid $20 million for one season of use of him.
And I think Rooney can do a job in midfield, but he's a striker.
Sure.
Right?
I think that, just, you know, I think that there's the perception that he doesn't have the legs, he can't last as long, and Falcao is a beast in training, and we've seen how he can play when he, you know, has the legs under him. He's still coming off of this devastating knee injury.
And that's probably what it is, 100%. Yeah. It takes some players a year to get over that, and that's fine, but the bottom line is, you know, United are competing for top four football. It's still pretty tight there, and you're giving a guy, Falcao, a chance who has earned nothing so far.
Yeah.
Whereas Rooney, tirelessly, and without complaint, seems, at least publicly, is doing a job. I mean, would you be surprised, honestly, if Rooney pulled another Rooney this summer and said, ah, can't do it, want to move?
Wow.
Nothing would surprise me with him.
Now,
I don't think he'll get the same contract anywhere else, and that's why he might stay, but he's being played not only out of position. I mean, this is completely out of position at the moment.
But he'd be a better center back than some of the options they've used this season.
Maybe, but their defensive record isn't quite as bad as we think it is.
Yeah.
You know, you look at the goals conceded. Yeah. It's in pretty good teams with worse defense.
Rooney's had such a quiet season. I mean, he's just kind of there, right? You don't really think of him.
He's matured. Got the armband and he's not whining as much.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think he's maybe developing more into that role more than we've seen in the past. But I mean, I guess because we're not seeing the goals and stuff, you kind of less and less think of him. And actually, our boy Faisal Kamisa asked me, because I'd written something about Kane and just, you know, England future or whatever. And he said, right now, if you had to choose Rooney or Kane for England, one or the other, and like on form, I would have to take Harry Kane.
There's no question.
You'd have to.
On form, and for sure.
6 months ago, it would be laughable. Yeah. Harry who? Like to,
if you don't see Wayne Rooney in that first England 11 in a couple of weeks' time, you'll be stunned.
Yeah.
Wherever it's going to be.
Yeah.
I can see him playing with Kane, perhaps. Starish, obviously not quite where he should be just yet, but it'd be an interesting squad that Hodgson picks, because there have been some young players breaking through since the last squad. But I don't know. I think he's been massively doing a massive disservice to his captain right now.
England's next match, home to Lithuania in a qualifier, March 27th.
That's the next
experiment. Put Rooney in midfield. What the hell? Experiment. Hey.
About 6 weeks, five, 6 weeks.
Kane up front with Sturridge, thumb in midfield.
I mean, they should walk to qualification. So it's a good time to kind of experiment. I mean, they've set themselves up in this group where it should be a straightforward qualifying. They've won their toughest game already. Who knows? I mean, you've got time now. These are the matches to figure it out and put these guys in the position so that you're not embarrassed in Euro 2016 like you were at the World Cup.
Taking Andy Carroll with you.
Not right now. You're not. He's out with a knee injury. Wow, surprise.
When is he ever
at? I know, exactly.
Healthy.
No, he should be there, starting in the 11. James Milner.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding.
I've been a big fan of him.
Scored again. He beat Stoke 4-1, did City. Milner ran 13.56 kilometers. Mm. New club record. Most in the league this season.
Wow.
Do you know who has run the most?
Run the most? Miles?
Run the most in the top 10 this season in the Premier League.
Clubs that are in the top 10?
No, player.
Player.
One player. Who has run more than anyone else?
Because Sharman's asking the question, I'm assuming it's a Liverpool player who you've been expounding.
It is not a Liverpool player.
You're quite confident that it wasn't a Liverpool player. Okay.
So it would have to be somebody that plays every game.
It's a toughie, this.
Is it?
Just saw a headline here. Sorry. Hodgson says that Rooney is a striker. I won't be using him in midfield like Van Gaal.
Oh, okay.
The headlines. I haven't read the full story. Probably never said that, but the headline says that.
Who has run the most?
Mm-hmm. This would be a great little quiz.
How about
question?
Hazard.
No.
It's someone.
You probably won't get this. It's a Burnley player.
Oh.
George Boyd.
George Boyd. Oh.
He has run 4 times in the top 10.
Really?
This season. He is a workaholic. Harry Kane is up there too.
I was going to say someone random like Carl Henry or someone.
Had he been in the Premier League?
Yeah, so who the hell is he playing for?
QPR.
Oh. Is he playing though?
Yeah.
Is he?
Harry loved him.
All right.
Yeah. You boys need to watch more lower...
apparently.
Lower apparently quality football.
But yeah, City beat Stoke 4-1. See that Aguero handball? Yeah. Cheating bastard.
Yeah. He went out with an injury, but seems like he's okay.
Yeah. Chelsea beat Everton 1-0, albeit very late.
Do it again.
Willian, yeah. I mentioned this on Twitter. Like, do you remember a team that looks more content and safe at 0-0?
No.
you, you know that they're going to score a goal, right, don't you?
I do, actually. Yeah, Real Madrid.
Yeah, Real Madrid. Not recently.
When do they play 0-0, though, these days? I mean, that save by Cech was phenomenal. And then always a new hero, right? And Willian, I mean, deflected. It just seems inevitable now. I mean, to close that gap for City is going to be very tough. And I know that they did it earlier in the year. But as the games keep going, I mean, Chelsea, I think their next league game is home to Burnley. It's just, the longer that gap stays, it's going to be, you know, tougher and tougher psychologically for City to think that they could potentially catch Chelsea. I think it's kind of a done deal, but
Chelsea just seems so calm, so frustratingly calm.
Yeah, they know how to grind them out.
Yeah,
but Paul Henry, but, sorry, 17 starts this season. Jesus Christ, I got to watch more QPR. Yeah, haven't I? Wow,
it's amazing that between all the Columbus Blue Jackets and LA Clippers games that I'm logging, I'm also watching QPR.
Now, Chris Ramsey's been given the job, right?
Full time, yeah.
Until the end of the season, anyway.
Well, it's still with a caretaker tag, then.
It's permanent till the end of the season.
Yeah,
whatever that means. But yeah,
it means if they can get Michael Laudrup out of Leiwiki in Qatar, then they'll have him instead.
Out of Team Leiwiki. Wait a minute. Liverpool beat Spurs 3-2.
Great game.
Mario Balotelli with the winner.
There you go.
Amazing.
What if
our boy?
What if, boys? What if Mario finds his game? Just what if?
You'll win the Premier.
Watch out. We're going to win the World Cup. Him and Sturridge.
Might win the Stanley Cup if he really is on his game.
Yeah, good game though, wasn't it?
It was a very good game, yeah. Spurs probably feel pretty unlucky with that, but they're coming into their own as well. I mean, this battle is going to be great. And you start to see, you know, Southampton 0-0 against West Ham midweek. You kind of assume that they will fall out of it. But I mean, between Arsenal, United, Liverpool, and Spurs, you think that that battle for those two spots between the four of them is going to be amazing as we get down the stretch.
After that North London derby win, Mauricio Pochettino would have been quite content with just a draw
at
Anfield. By the way, have you seen this, the nickname on Twitter used, Mopo?
No.
Yeah, I don't think I can get into it. Man. Mauricio Pochettino?
That's awful.
Yeah, I think so too. But it was from a forget which writer I'd seen. It was someone I respected that had used it. I've seen fans use it, but this writer had used it, and I thought, he's just trying to squeeze in 140 characters. Must be. Yeah. It's not catching on, is it? Yeah. Mopo? Yeah.
Poch. I prefer Poch.
Yeah.
Go with Poch, right? It's four letters.
Five with it. You use a T?
No,
then
no.
Then you go Poch.
P-O-C-H.
Poch.
Yeah.
Pochettino. Poch. That's fine.
His name isn't with a T, is it? P-O-C-H.
No, it isn't. Just the sound.
T, isn't it? Obviously.
Just the sound.
Yeah, Poch. Yeah, I'll go Poch. Pomo. Mopo. Ridiculous. That battle for fourth, though, yeah, it is. Southampton drop points this week.
Mohammed asks, if you had to marry a player on Real Madrid, who would it be?
Marry?
Yes. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that. Now,
Sami Khedira.
What is that about?
That was pretty quick. Wow, yeah, you've been thinking about this, haven't you, eh? Is it the hair?
Very ridiculous.
What is that question?
The accent.
Very ridiculous question.
Why is it ridiculous? You seem very, very confident in your answer.
Well, I just wanted to give our one of seven loyal listeners an answer.
I want to know why Sami Khedira.
This is the first name player that came to my head. I have no idea.
Okay.
You liar.
Because I feel
like I can so see you with Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Couldn't you?
Absolutely.
These two?
Obviously.
Beautiful babies. No, I mean, imagine the douche value in that house.
Oh, my God.
My word, Dunlop and Ronaldo. Roof. What?
Through the roof.
Wow.
Well,
I think, I mean, it's not a player, but I think Carlo Ancelotti would be a great husband.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
Big hugs. Great hugs. Maybe a great barbecue as well.
But
see him in a nice apron on a Saturday night. Barbecue and some steaks for family.
He's a workaholic. He'd never be home.
Perfect.
He'd be pretty bad to be with, perhaps. I think the reason Sami Khedira came to my head is because you think of the other players and just think douchebags.
Sergio Ramos.
Diseases.
Pepe. Oh, my God. A lot of diseases. You're right. He'd be a terrible husband, wouldn't he?
Remember Sergio Ramos a few years ago?
Be very efficient.
That's Sergio Ramos.
Modric. Oh, God. Oh,
Sergio Ramos.
Imagine waking up beside that.
Nice flow, though. I think it's a woman. Yeah. From behind.
But then when he can't get up and play the turntables like David Guetta, then the whole secret is
maybe gone. Modric before he cut his hair.
Yeah.
At least he could run your hands through his hair and pretend.
Remember the Ramos story about how he couldn't function if he didn't have sex with a new woman every 2 days?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Was it with a
new woman?
That was with a new woman, yeah.
It
was
a different one, really?
A different one, yeah. He was in a real bad run for a while, and he was losing his mind on the pitch, and just a real bad run, and he'd said to a reporter buddy of his, who was like, man, what's going on with you? And he just kind of like let it out, like, you know, man, if I don't have sex with a new woman every 2 days, like, I'm a mess, dude. I can't function.
Can't eat. I can't sleep. Okay. I'm snapping at everybody.
That's exactly the how this story was, off, was depicted.
Tough life, bud.
I don't know why I'm so intrigued by this question. It's odd.
It is very odd. Yeah. Who wins in a steel cage match, Tim Leiwicki or Joey Saputo?
Oh, nice. Your boy, it's Daniel, been a funny world words, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I think Joey would fight very dirty.
Yeah.
Would probably. They? But they, see, they just send representatives in to fight for it.
Maybe,
in which case, don't bet against Saputo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I would go with
Leiwicki
Joey.
Would leave before the fight was even started.
Oh, very well done.
Bram, 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 bram.
Excellent. If we had horns here, we'd use them, but we don't. So we'll take that up.
Those fake horns?
Yeah. Love them. My fake horns. All right, FA Cup goes this weekend, boys.
Yeah.
Once again, Borough Arsenal, I find pretty intriguing.
Yeah, that should
Borough's
be good.
Borough's been good.
Beto Carranca, this
City
guy, Borough's manager.
Yeah.
Came from the Real Madrid setup, right? Yeah. They've been really good this season.
He was
tops in the championship.
Jose's assistant, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. But not his number two. That's always the creepy looking Rui Feria.
Yeah, I think
Carranca was the other guy.
Yeah, he'd been there for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Ramsey's out for Arsenal. Surprise, surprise. Speaking of injury-prone players.
Someone else.
I see a surprise in this one.
Yeah, well, they already beat City. They're not going to be scared. For Villa, like, I mean, they play Leicester, right? And you look at it. That's two clubs now in the bottom three. Like, a quarter-final spot in the FA Cup would be nice, but you almost think, you don't need it. You don't need those fixtures. You don't need that distraction. Villa's not got a deep squad. It's
give it to Leicester and let them worry about it.
Almost better off.
Discuss this with a good friend of ours once upon a time who was a staunch, lifelong Aston Villa fan? Mm-hmm. He said he would rather see an FA Cup than survival.
That doesn't sound
take
like
relegation.
Whittle. I don't think he'd
if they won the FA Cup.
So that doesn't sound like Whittle. I don't think he said that.
That wasn't Richard Whittle. Wasn't Devang either.
I wonder.
Someone else.
I wonder if you pose that question right now. I mean, the stark reality of the, you know, possibility of it versus the
FA cynicism.
Cup.
Well, you look at the reality of that squad. Should they get to the final, they're going to play one of the big boys.
Well,
and
no,
you don't.
Well, there's no City or Chelsea, right?
Who's the other?
United,
Liverpool,
Arsenal,
United.
Liverpool are left.
Yeah. So either of them three in a final at Wembley, Villa have no chance.
What was the chance? That's why they play the games, B.
Well, yeah, you know, there's Wigan comes around like Haley's Comet. Or what's the phrase?
That's right. Not Haley's Comet. Haley's Comet?
Yeah, is that every 86 years?
No, we are so stupid, aren't we?
No, idiots. I think Haley's Comet.
I understand what you're saying, though.
Yeah.
When did Haley's Comet? I remember that as a kid. It's quite the big deal.
Yeah.
Haley's
Comet. I think I was a kid. Therefore, you were a man.
Okay, every 75 to 76 years. Okay.
There you go. See,
when did she come around last? 96?
Before then.
What all characteristics? What the hell? It's coming back in... the last time was in 86.
86. So you and you were born when?
87.
Right. Wasn't
right. So you was born in 86. Comic, right.
I was two. Next appear in mid 2061. So Sharm would be long dead.
I was
Hunters and I would be 2061.
I'd be long gone.
46.
I'm eating so much kale and shard these days. I'd be like,
yeah, but you make it 86?
No, probably not.
You've consumed
at least have taken my life by then.
You've consumed a lifetime worth of ale before you started on the kale crunch salads. Therefore, me and Dobby, quinoa brothers over
not
here,
kale
will
crunch sandwiches. I'm off the grains right now.
Kale
crunch sandwiches.
No, salads. I think
salad.
Do you? Sandwiches. That
what makes
be.
The crunch? The kale.
Yeah, if you get
like
really
kale.
Fresh kale, yeah. It's
I love kale. Yeah. I'm really into it. I cook it very well now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you've been
olive oil and
you've been married for a while, so you know, I'm still kind of growing it.
You'll get into
slowly.
It. You will.
Yeah.
Olive oil and salt.
Yeah.
Fried up.
That's all you need. Yeah. That's all you need. Perfect. Yeah. Yeah.
You got to eat it right away.
Cooking with Dunlop Shaman and Dummy.
Welcome. That'd be a great show.
Yes.
We should, before we leave, we're almost out of time here.
Are we?
We are, yeah. Yeah. Leafs are playing tonight, so we have a shorter podcast. Blame the Leafs for ruining everything. Michael Bradley, Toronto FC captain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was true after all. Mm. Caldwell wasn't happy about it, but he says, no, it's behind us. We're moving on. But clearly he was upset with the way it was handled. And I don't blame him at all. They really mishandled this from day one. Going public.
TFC mishandled.
I know it's odd, isn't it?
Strange.
It
really
is. Yes. Didn't need to be this way. Whether Bradley should be captain or not is irrelevant. It's just, I don't know. It's as bad as the mascot furor that started today on Twitter. Do you see this?
No.
TFC are contemplating getting a mascot. And man, Twitter, you can't do that. Who cares?
Who cares?
Who gives a flying?
A flying
Premier League clubs have have mascots.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like mascots. Don't think they're necessary, but who cares?
Well, when there's just a giant phallic object, it's supposed to be a tower running around it.
I was thinking maybe they should bring back Colin Samwell.
Make him the mascot?
Be a good mascot.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Get a Copa America mascot with a huge bulgy eyes. Be great.
Is he still playing? I don't know. I haven't seen the...
He plays QPR. He's 18 games this year.
He's played 18 games. Yeah, him and Carl Henry.
I haven't paid attention to the CONCACAF Champions League. He's still playing for Joe's Cell Phone Samuel United or whatever that team is.
Cell Phone United.
Currently with Scottish Junior East Super League club, Sochi. That's actually what he's
what?
Doing. Colin Samuel is a Trinidad and Tobago footballer who is currently with Scottish Junior East Super League club, Sochi Juniors.
Really?
What the hell is
that?
That
is who Colin Samuel
plays with.
You know
this comes time in your career when you realize it's not working out.
Sochi Juniors FC, a Scottish junior football club based in the village of Sochi, Clackmannanshire. Their home ground is Beechwood Park and club colors are red and white. 5,000 capacity. The manager is Fraser Duncan.
How old's Colin?
It looks amazing.
He's got to be
Colin
late 30s,
with two L's.
Mid-30s?
Colin Samuel with two L's is 33. His career path after Toronto FC has gone to St. Johnston. Luton for one appearance. How do you say Arbroath?
Arbroath. Yeah, Arbroath. That's where
East Fife. And now,
speaking of Scottish football, it's Colin with two L's.
Dylan Carrero was at Arbroath on loan.
Amazing.
Had a good good spell.
Dylan with two Y's.
No,
he spells it in the World Cup against Sweden for Trinidad.
He didn't play against England.
No. I don't know. Maybe.
Remember that game? What an awful game that was.
Against England?
No.
I watched that in a pub nearby called The Spotted Dick.
I watched it.
The one of Lauren Young. I went one of my old haunts back in the day.
I watched it in Edit Blue with...
The comedy sets on Tuesdays there.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
I think I watched it in Edit Blue with Andrew Orr.
Did he really?
Yeah.
May he rest in peace.
Yeah. Isn't he at the CBC in Ottawa or somewhere?
Nope.
Okay.
2006. That was my first summer at the Score, yeah. Because I remember, because I left... I think the match was at 12 and I was like going for lunch and I was going to Burrito Boys and I left at like 11:40 and Burrito Boys was rammed and I was getting like burrito for me and probably you, but maybe for him as well. And I was like, oh God. And I missed kickoff. I missed the first 5 minutes and I was like gutted, but then it turned out to be an awful game.
You don't get this content on the podcasts.
No, you don't.
You just don't.
Yeah.
You just don't.
We've known each other a long time.
If you want the opposite, listen Mondays. Is that
Brian, the boss behind the glass is saying, stop it now. It's time to move
Stop
on.
Talking now.
So we're done, boys. Don't forget, the FA Cup is across the Sportsnet empire this weekend. Check it out. Yeah. The schedule, sportsnet.ca. I know why you're laughing, B, but we can't discuss play. All right. We will speak to you at some point next week, unless we've been fired by then. I am so sorry.